Let me have the double cheeseburger. Let me have the two apple pies for a dollar. Let me have the big and tasty with cheese.
Just a sandwich?
No, the regular meal with a Diet Coke.
Is that all you're having?
That's it for right now.
Just another couple of thousand calories down the hatch. But no, this is not another story about the dangers of fast food or about the new film Super Size Me. It is, in fact, the Unger Report. And here to report it, Brian Unger.
Morgan Spurlock's 30-day McDonald's eating spree and subsequent 25-pound weight gain in the film Super Size Me doesn't sit well with Chaz Weaver. So to demonstrate his beef with the movie, The Economist from Costa Mesa, California, reenacted it.
I'm just an odd bird, I guess.
Weaver, a 48-year-old dynamo with the body of a 28-year-old fitness model, subjected his six-pack abs, ample biceps, and Schwarzenegger jawline to Spurlock's same 30-day McDiet of 45,000 calories a day, but with one critical difference. He exercised, on average, for 1 hour every day.
What Morgan Spurlock has done is ludicrous, and it's irresponsible. And obesity is a very serious problem in America.
His typical day's food intake, it sounds like a jingle. Hotcakes and sausage, egg and cheese, McGriddle, quarter pounder with cheese, McNuggets, baked apple pies, big and tasty with cheese, filet of fish, more apple pie, double cheeseburger, bacon ranch salad with chicken, yogurt parfait, and McChicken, all in one day.
Now you can see, what are these, 55? See, I'm not really straining at this point.
But this, too, is part of each day. At Equinox Gym in West Hollywood, Weaver gave me a taste of the workout he combined with his McDiet. 30 minutes on a life cycle, then 45 or so working weights.
I could eat Snickers bars all day long for 30 days and probably maintain. It would be tougher than eating a variety of foods, but I could probably do it.
You know, Chaz, you were credible up until that statement.
But as a journalist, I felt compelled to answer his counter-challenge as he put the two 55-pound dumbbells in my hand.
Let me get behind you.
I think I hurt my back.
Careful there now.
Yep. You know, the folks at NPR are known for their testosterone.
Now you want to come down. You're not coming down far enough.
Their size, their strength.
Now there you go.
Alex Chadwick, huge. Strongest man in broadcasting.
I would recommend a lighter weight.
You would? You know what I'd recommend? A Big Mac.
Yeah, there you go.
And a large fry.
Big and tasty with cheese. Love this thing.
And so it went. Every day for 30 days, upwards of 5,500 calories, and an hour of exercise. But unlike Morgan Spurlock, Weaver's McDiet left him seemingly unchanged.
Okay, Chaz, I got a little checklist here, and I want to walk through it.
Just give me a little
yes or no here, okay? Now, after consuming 30 days of McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, did you have any liver failure?
None whatsoever.
Just answer yes or no. Thanks.
No.
Okay, great. Headache?
No.
Exhausted?
No.
Depressed?
No.
Did you wheeze?
No.
Did your skin become splotchy at all?
No.
And then lastly, any weight gain?
No.
In fact, Weaver dropped 8 pounds and improved his cholesterol. In Super Size Me, Spurlock gained weight and his cholesterol skyrocketed.
If Morgan Spurlock ate the same amount of calories, if it was feasibly possible to eat that many calories of vegetables, he would have gained the same amount of body fat. Because the body will turn into fat what it doesn't use, period.
Weaver, who has no ties to McDonald's or the fast food industry, says his philosophy is simple. Burn as many calories as you eat. He adds, when it comes to food, there's simply too much knowledge and not enough wisdom.
Knowledge will tell you that a tomato is a fruit. But wisdom will say, don't put a tomato in a fruit salad.
That sounds like Mick wisdom to me.
Heady stuff. And Chaz Weaver says he's got a little wisdom for the Super Size Me filmmaker, too.
So if he were listening right now, what would you say to him?
Hey, Morgan, I want you.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.